We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and we're talking about Representative Steve King. If you are left of center, you know what I'm talking about here. If you are right of center, I beg you to hang in and listen to my analysis of this, because this whole election is going to come, especially if Obama's the candidate, it's going to come down to whether or not the red state of mind on foreign affairs that the Bush administration has pursued will get us farther than the blue state of mind that the Democrats want to pursue. And I want to make the case for the blue state of mind, so hang in and listen. First of all, let's hear from a red stater.
...implications that have to do with who he is and the position that he's taken. If he were strong in national defense and said, I'm going to go over there and we're going to fight and we're going to win and we'll come home with a victory, that's different. But that's not what he said. They will be dancing in the streets if he's elected president. And that has a chilling aspect on how difficult it will be to ever win this global war on terror.
Okay, so a couple things here. He's saying that if he were strong on national defense and said, I'm going to go over there and we're going to fight and we're going to win, we're going to come home with a victory, that's different. But that's not what he said. He's claiming we'll lose the war on terror because of Barack Obama's position. No. Let's have a little semblance of reality here. First of all, this idea that we're going to go over there and fight and win and come home with a victory. This is not a football or a basketball game where you come home with a victory. You know, when Harry Reid came out and said that we're losing the war in Iraq, the far right jumped on him and said, well, that means Al-Qaeda's winning. That's the black and white view of the world. It's possible for both sides to lose a war. That is, no one wins. But they can't see it that way because they got a simplistic view of the world. And Steve King has a simplistic view of the world. And so he says that it'd be okay if Barack went over there and said, I'm going to go over there and we're going to fight and we're going to win and come home with a victory. It's just so high school football-ish. Come home with a victory? There is no victory in war or in a war like this. All right? The best we're going to do is get out of here with our skin. And so this notion that we have either, quote, won or, quote, lost. No, the question is, what's the best way to move forward and protect American interests, minimize the loss of life, not just American life, but everybody's lives, and put a stop to the radical fundamentalists who want to kill us? And the first thing you got to do is you got to have the world on your side, and then you can win this thing. But the Bush administration has mostly been in this unilateralist position where they say, well, you know, we can't let France dictate the safety of America, as though John Kerry was going to do that. No, what he said was, you know, if we consult with our allies, we'll be ahead of the game because we get them on our side for what we want to do, and then you move forward. You know, that is a blue state of mind about things. And the red state of mind says, oh, no, you can't do that. We must have the ability to act unilaterally. What if they prevent us from protecting our homeland? Guess what? They would never do that. When America was attacked on 9/11, we had all kinds of support from around the world. The Bush administration has squandered that. The red state of mind in foreign affairs has squandered that. This unilateralism, this idea that we have to move on our own to protect our own, that has squandered the goodwill of the world. It's time to try the other approach. And the other approach is a blue state of mind. The other approach is an outlook that says, you know, we should lead by enlisting our allies in our cause, tell them what we plan to do, and convince them it's the right path, and then lead them in that direction. And to the extent you can't convince them, like to attack Iran or to bomb Iraq or attack Iraq in the beginning, then you shouldn't go ahead, or you should think carefully about it. And of course, the Bush administration did not think carefully about it. And now we're looking at a war that costs us a minimum of $1 trillion, probably $2 to $3 trillion. That's nothing to sneeze at, folks.
Implications that have to do with who he is and the position that he's taken. If he were strong in national defense and said, I'm going to go over there and we're going to fight and we're going to win and we'll come home with a victory, that's different. But that's not what he said. They will be dancing in the streets if he's elected president. And that has a chilling aspect on how difficult it will be to ever win this global war on terror.
The homosexual agenda.
Yeah. So that is, again, Stephen King, a U.S. representative, last Friday, announcing his bid for a fourth term in Congress. And that's the kind of argument we're going to hear from the far right. Let's go on and let's listen to Rush Limbaugh make a similar point. I can't believe I'm doing this. but I am.
To the audio sound bites, Tuesday night, CNN Live. This is the debate. Barack Obama said this about being president.
As commander-in-chief, I will always reserve the right to make sure that we are looking out for American interests. And if al-Qaeda is forming a base in Iraq, then we will have to act in a way that secures the American homeland and our interests abroad.
Yeah, this is after Obama had said he'd pull everybody out of there. He'd pull all the troops out of there, and then he was asked, well, what happens if al-Qaeda goes in there and starts remaking a base? Well, I'll reserve the right to make sure we're looking out for our interests. If they're forming a base, we'll have to act in a way that secures the American homeland and our interests abroad. Which is pure pap. It is pure pap. And McCain took the opportunity to attack Obama.
Senator Obama made the statement that if al-Qaeda came back to Iraq after he withdraws, then he would send military troops back if al-Qaeda established a base in Iraq. I have some news. Al-Qaeda is in Iraq. It's called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And my friends, if we left, they wouldn't be establishing a base. They'd be taking a country. I will not surrender to Al-Qaeda.
Okay, so before we let Limbaugh back into this debate, let's stop there with McCain. Now, I like John McCain in general. I sent him $100, as you know if you listen to my show, back in 1999. And although he's too conservative for me, I could pull the lever for him. I could have back then. The reason I can't today is he cannot see that going into Iraq was a mistake. If he could, he's honest enough, he would say so. Bush and Cheney, they've got so many lives on their hands that they're going to go to their graves believing they did the right thing. But McCain actually has the ability to step back from his own position and consider it. He's an adult in a way those two guys are not. And so if he could see it was a mistake, he would say so. And so I have to conclude he can't see it was a mistake. But since to me it was so clearly a mistake to go in, it worries me. And listen to the wetowick that we just heard from John McCain. First of all, he thinks he's being clever by saying, I have some news for Barack Obama. Al-Qaeda's already in Iraq. Limbaugh, of course, won't play Barack's comeback, which was, I have some news for John McCain. They weren't there until we went in. And, of course, Limbaugh argues that point, but it is true. Al-Qaeda in Iraq did not exist until we went into Iraq. We created the terrorist problem in Iraq. It was a secularist state under Saddam Hussein. He might have ruled with an iron fist, but it was a secular fist. And he kept everybody in line, and he counterbalanced the Shia government in Iran. So we've created all kinds of problems by going in and deposing him, not the least of which is al-Qaeda in Iraq. But also, what he said was that if we left, al-Qaeda would take over the country. No, not a chance, John McCain. Grow up or stop. I don't know what it is about campaigns that does this, even to somebody who says he's got straight talk, but I can't believe McCain does not understand this, and I want you to understand this. There's no way that al-Qaeda in Iraq could take over Iraq. First of all, they are about 5% of the insurgents in Iraq. Okay, so they're only 1/20th of all the insurgents. And the insurgents are a minority in Iraq. The Shia make up 60%. The Sunnis make up 20%. The Kurds make up 30%. These al-Qaeda in Iraq are disaffected Sunnis who have broken off from the Sunnis. The Sunnis themselves got so tired of them dictating things in their little towns that they turned on al-Qaeda and have virtually wiped them out. So we joined up with the Sunnis and said, hey, as long as you're turning on al-Qaeda, we'll help you. The surge that gets credit for working is a combination of three things, the least of which is the surge itself, the increase of 30,000 troops. The most important factor in the surge working is that Muqtada al-Sadr put on a freeze and said, you know, I'm going to stop with the violence and I'm going to try and get control of my militias and we're not going to attack. He just renewed that 2 weeks ago for another 6 months. That's reduced the violence. The second thing was the Sunnis said, you know, we've had enough of al-Qaeda people dictating to us. There are Sunnis. We are not going to take these rebel militia and let them run roughshod over us. They turned on them. Even if we had started pulling out troops, they would have turned on al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were sick of them trying to dominate them in their little towns and telling them what to do. So this idea McCain has that if the United States pulls out, somehow Al-Qaeda, who are only 5% of the insurgents, and the insurgents are a minority in the country, that somehow Al-Qaeda will take over the country, that's just totally out of touch. Now, in the heat of a campaign, I guess you might talk yourself into saying that, but I have to say, I guess it's the reason I couldn't go into politics. I could not lie to you the way John McCain is currently lying. And it hurts me to say that because John McCain is the straightest shooter in politics, but running for president drives you to say crazy things. Anyway, let us let him continue. And I guess this throws it back to Limbaugh.
All right, so then this gets back to Obama in Columbus at a campaign rally.
McCain thought that, you know, he could make a clever point. My guy wasn't reading the papers. My guy didn't know what was going on. I said, well, first of all, I do know that Al-Qaeda's in Iraq, and that's why I've said we should continue to strike Al-Qaeda targets. But I have some news for John McCain. There was no such thing as Al-Qaeda in Iraq until George Bush and John McCain decided to invade Iraq.
That's manifestly not true, but more than that, do you hear how... wait a minute now. As far as his supporters are concerned, remember, we're talking about people who are attached to him by virtue of faith.
So this is so interesting, because this is Rush Limbaugh explaining to his listeners that Obama's supporters are out of touch because Obama's supporters take it on faith that he's right, and they're misinformed. Of course, the irony shouldn't be lost on you unless you're a...
He's going to pull us out of Iraq and then put us back in if Al-Qaeda tries to establish a base. They are already doing that. They're in the process of being defeated in that...
They are not establishing a base in Iraq. They are being defeated by the Iraqis, primarily, with our help. But if we left, the Iraqis would still turn on Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They are not going to allow themselves to be dominated by them. And that's the fundamental thing I want to leave you with here about all of this. As we look to the election, don't forget that whether we stay in Iraq for 50 years, as John McCain talks about, or we start pulling out gradually, the Iraqis are going to decide what happens in Iraq. And they are not going to allow their country to be taken over by terrorists. Trust me on this one. They are not.
There's a man who leads a life of anger. And every day he gets a little stranger. With every word he speaks, he yells, he whines, he shrieks. Odds are he won't understand tomorrow. Right wing talk show host, ignorant talk show host. They've given you a time slot and taking away your brain. There's a group who spend their time complaining. It's bad enough they think that's entertaining. But their lenses are so skewed that all you can conclude, they're desperate for some IQ they can borrow. A rigid talk show host, batty talk show host, we're giving you a platform. It's time you were diagnosed. Where the easy and
places you may find. Simple thoughts, they come from simple minds. So notice who they blame and examine all their claims. Odds are you'll see through all their illogic. Right-wing talk show host, pompous talk show host. We've given you a forum, but you're still as deaf as a post. Right-wing talk show host.
We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and since we're listening to a right-wing talk show host, I thought we'd play the song. Let's continue with our favorite right-wing talk show host, trying to provide you his own brand of unique analysis. Wrong, but always confident.
Effort, by the way. McCain was trying to point out this guy doesn't know what he's doing and barely knows what he's talking about, and is going to pose great risks to our country if he's in charge of these kinds of things. But Obama got to turn it around and say, well, we wouldn't even be talking about this if you hadn't gone along with Bush and sent him there.
See, this is the argument that's going to come up in the fall. I'm assuming, again, that Obama is going to be the nominee, not Hillary, and I could be wrong about that. But when it is, the right is going, and the Republicans are going to try and convince America that it would be terribly dangerous to have someone green in there. Never mind the fact they were willing to foist George W. Bush on us, and Obama's much smarter than Bush. He will not require the on-the-job training that Bush required and still requires. But I have to tell you that a blue state of mind about Iraq and about the Middle East is the thing we need to try. We've tried the red state of mind for 8 years, and it hasn't gotten us very far. So this idea that McCain and Limbaugh have, that somehow Obama would be a disaster and dangerous, I'm sorry, but they are flat wrong. Let's let El Rushbo continue.
The retort to that, if I were McCain or if I were Obama's opponent, say, Senator, with all due respect, that was then and this is now. And the reality is we are facing this enemy, not just in Iraq, but we're facing them everywhere. They have made no bones about their intentions. And whether you disagree with how we ended up in Iraq, the fact is we are there, and we are the United States of America, and we do not lose unless we have people like you in charge.
Okay, so it is true we are there. The question is whether keeping 150,000 troops in Iraq for the foreseeable is the smartest move. We're rubbing the nerves raw of the people in the Middle East because they see us as an occupying force. It didn't work. The British couldn't make it work. No one else has been able to make it work occupying the Middle East. Why do we think we could make it work? Why do we think things will be worse if we pull out? Because we think we're the solution to everybody's problems. Guess what? We're not. The Iraqis will be able to handle their lives if we pull out. I'm not saying a precipitous withdrawal. I think that Obama will do it great gradually. I think whoever's in the next president, whether it's Hillary or Obama, will do it gradually. But the principle is that we do not further our interests very well by keeping 150,000 troops in the Middle East. It just is not a smart play for several reasons. One is it rubs the nerves raw of Muslims and the people in the Middle East, and they see us as occupiers. They don't see us as on their side. Secondly, it doesn't help us, particularly in the war on terror, because Osama bin Laden is still on the loose. You know, if you had said a week after 9/11, when George W. Bush was getting credit for saying that we're going to get these people, if you'd said to us then that Bush would leave office and Osama bin Laden would still be at large, I don't think more than 5% of America would have believed that was possible. So it could be bad luck, but you have to see that Iraq is a distraction from the real terrorists that attacked us. And we don't need to declare war on every terrorist in the world. Yes, we want to oppose every terrorist, but are we going to join Putin going after the Chechens because he says they're terrorists? Are we going to join Colombia going after the FARC? Are we going to join Spain going after Ba'ath separatists? Are we going to send troops to Spain to help them fight the Ba'ath separatists? Are we going to help Turkey send troops to get the Kurdish rebels on the border? No. All those fights are not our fights. And yet we have this war on terror, so technically they are our fights. This, the other side, that is the far right's view of the war on terror, they need to be called to account for what it means to say we're going to fight them wherever they are. We're not going to go into all these other countries and hotspots and fight their brand of terrorism or what they claim are terrorists. All right? We should get the people that attacked us and then stand back and take stock of where we are. Okay, I could let Limbaugh go on. Eh, I will for one more minute.
Now, I don't know if McCain responded further to this, but this is, this is clear on the facts and on the competence experience. This is a clear slam dunk for McCain. But as far as Obama's supporters, they think that Obama just wiped the floor with McCain.
Well, it works both ways, doesn't it, El Rushbo? It works both ways. Let me go back to another clip, because this is an NBC analyst, Jack Jacobs, making a similar kind of a case. He's analyzing Obama and McCain.
Barack Obama and John McCain taking aim at each other in a rapid-fire exchange over al-Qaeda in Iraq. The Republican presidential hopeful criticizing Obama's view of the terror group in Iraq, and Obama quick to fire back, saying GOP policies brought the terrorist group to Iraq in the first place. Joining us now is retired Army Colonel and MSNBC military analyst Jack Jacobs. All right, let's play what they actually said and then get your reaction.
I have some news. Al-Qaeda is in Iraq. Al-Qaeda, it's called Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
I have some news for John McCain. And that is that there was no such thing as Al-Qaeda in Iraq until George Bush and John McCain decided to invade Iraq.
I believe that's pretty much what I said leading up to the sound bites. But that aside,
you did.
Who's right?
They're both right. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq until we went in there and deposed Saddam Hussein, who was doing a very good job of knocking off, brutally I might add, everybody who opposed him, including all the Muslim revolutionaries. But John McCain's also right. Obama doesn't know what he's talking about. And I think that it would be useful if before he says something like, I think if there's like Al-Qaeda in Iraq, we'll go back in there. I think it would be useful if he found out what was actually going on.
Well, I would say that former military guy is misreading the situation. Now, Obama might have been, it might be that he could have said it more carefully, but the point is he was asked, if you pull out, what do you do then if we find that there's terrorists back in Iraq? Well, he says, we'll go back in and get them. It's not like it's ever going to be down to zero, but basically, the U.S. military agrees that in general, we have reduced Al-Qaeda in Iraq to almost nothing. And so I don't see where they're going with that argument, but we'll let it go. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to play one more clip, and this is Karl Rove a week ago on Fox News Sunday.
Let's start. Let's break this down. That's a really good overview, but let's talk specifically about Iraq. Here is how Obama fired back at McCain on the war in Iraq. Let's look.
John McCain may like to say he wants to follow Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell, but so far all he's done is follow George Bush into a misguided war in Iraq.
And if we look at the latest poll, voters oppose that war in Iraq by almost 2-1. So, Carl, if it comes down to a question of whether to keep fighting in Iraq, which is McCain's idea, or to begin and pretty quickly to pull out, which Obama says, doesn't Obama win?
No, because Obama's position is, I'm for withdrawal from Iraq regardless of the consequences and the conditions on the ground. The American people don't like this war, but they do not like the idea of withdrawal without paying attention to the conditions on the ground. They want the military commanders to say what we can and should do. They don't want politicians to do it. There was another poll.
So that's an amazing statement by Karl Rove. He's basically claiming that the American people want the generals to decide when we stay in a war, after 200 years of civilian rule, suddenly they're buying Bush's logic, which is Bush says, I listen to the generals. I don't make the decisions myself. No, America wants a commander that will make decisions themselves. Anyway, that's all we have time for this evening. And so we're going to leave it at that. And we will be back next week with another edition of the Andy Finn Show. In the meantime, you can go to my website, andyfinn.us, andyfinn.us, as in the United States of America, and read my blog and hear the old shows. Until next week, remember, do it. Don't doubt it.